The Wedding Girl by Madeleine Wickham. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. A group of tourists had stopped to gawp at Millie as she stood in her wedding dress on the registry office steps. They clogged up the pavement opposite while Oxford shoppers, accustomed to the yearly influx, stepped round them into the road, not even bothering to complain. A few glanced up towards the steps of the registry office to see what all the fuss was about, and tacitly acknowledged that the young couple on the steps did make a very striking pair. One or two of the tourists had even brought out cameras, and Millie beamed joyously at them, revelling in their attention, trying to imagine the picture she and Alan made together. Her spiky white blonde hair was growing hot in the afternoon sun, the hired veil was scratchy against her neck, the nylon lace of her dress felt uncomfortably damp wherever it touched her body, but still she felt light-hearted and full of a euphoric energy. And whenever she glanced up at Alan, at her husband, a new hot thrill of excitement coursed through her body, obliterating all other sensation. She had only arrived in Oxford 3 weeks ago. School had finished in July, and while all her friends had planned trips to Ibiza and Spain and Amsterdam, Millie had been packed off to a secretarial college in Oxford. "Much more useful than some silly holiday," her mother had announced firmly. "And just think of what an advantage you'll have over the others when it comes to job hunting." But Millie didn't want an advantage over the others. She wanted a suntan and a boyfriend, and beyond that she didn't really care. So, on the second day of the typing course, she'd slipped off after lunch. She found a cheap hairdresser and, with a surge of exhilaration, told him to chop her hair short and bleach it. Then, feeling light and happy, she'd wandered around the dry, sun-drenched streets of Oxford, dipping into cool cloisters and chapels, peering behind stone arches, wondering where she might sunbathe. It was a pure coincidence that she'd eventually chosen a patch of lawn in Corpus Christi College, that Rupert's rooms should have been directly opposite, that he and Alan should have decided to spend that afternoon doing nothing but lying on the grass drinking Pimm's. She'd watched surreptitiously as they sauntered onto the lawn, clinked glasses and lit up cigarettes, gazed harder as one of them took off his shirt to reveal a tanned torso. She'd listened to the snatches of their conversation which wafted through the air towards her and found herself longing to know these debonair, good-looking men. When suddenly the older one addressed her, she felt her heart leap with excitement. "Have you got a light?" His voice was dry, American, amused. "Yes," she stuttered, feeling in her pocket. "Yes, I have."
"We're terribly lazy, I'm afraid."
The younger man's eyes met hers, shyer, more diffident.
"I've got a lighter just inside that window." He pointed to a stone mullioned arch, "but it's too hot to move." "We'll repay you with a glass of Pimm's," said the American. He'd held out his hand. "Alan. Rupert."
She'd lolled on the grass with them for the rest of the afternoon, soaking up the sun and alcohol, flirting and giggling, making them both laugh with her descriptions of her fellow secretaries. At the pit of her stomach was a feeling of anticipation which increased as the afternoon wore on, a sexual frisson heightened by the fact that there were two of them and they were both beautiful. Rupert was lithe and golden like a young lion, his hair a shining blonde halo, his teeth gleaming white against his smooth brown face.